Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study on the great doctrine of the Bible we began to discuss last time, and that's temptation. I want to pick up our study on temptation and look at the types of temptation. You see, unbelief is a type of temptation. And a good example of that would be the Jews in the wilderness when they had come out of bondage in Egypt and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and did not enter into the promised land except the young ones and Joshua and Caleb, and didn't enter in because of unbelief. You know, they were tested to believe God or not to believe God, and they didn't believe God. Look at in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So then unbelief is a type of temptation. Pride certainly is a type of temptation. For example, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 4, beginning in verse 30 with me, down to verse 33. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to see it, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and they dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou knowest that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. So here we see Nebuchadnezzar with this temptation of pride that he fell to. Here he is looking at his great kingdom and saying, look at what I have done, in other words. It's because of me. And God spoke from heaven, said, oh, no, no, no. It's not because of you. It's because of me. I've placed you in that position of power. And to show you that I have, he took him down, took away his kingdom, and he became like a beast in the field. Then we also see the temptation of pleasure. Pleasure. And, of course, we have a man in the Bible that fell to that temptation of pleasure. His name is Demas. At one time, he was a very good friend of Paul, a good laborer with Paul, a good Christian. But notice what Paul writes in 2 Timothy about Demas at the end of Paul's service to the Lord, just before he's to be beheaded. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse number 10, Paul writes, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." And of course, we have a character in the Bible, Moses, who forsook the pleasures of Egypt for the reproach of Christ. And thank God that Moses didn't fall to the temptation of pleasure as Demas did, because we wouldn't be reading about Moses in a positive light today as we do if he had fallen like Demas to the temptation of pleasure. And then, of course, money. Certainly money is a source of temptation, or a type of temptation. Amen. The Bible tells us, for the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money, is the root of all evil. And we see that Judas fell to the temptation of money because he denied Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 26 with me. Matthew chapter 26, in verses 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, "What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Imagine Judas Iscariot sold out our Lord for 30 lousy pieces of silver. Well, we know where Judas is today. We know he went out and he hung himself, and he went to his own place, the Bible tells us. A place prepared for the devil and his angels. Then also there is the temptation of power. Oh, how many fall down and give in to that temptation of power, as Pilate did. You know, he was talking to Jesus one day and then said, "You know, it's within my power to release you." And Jesus looked at him right in his eyes, I'm sure, and he said, "Any power that you have was given from to you from above." Amen. And then we have the temptation of false humility. You know, as the Pharisees had. They were hypocritical, were they not? Notice in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse number 1, Jesus addresses that false humility of the Pharisees. He says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee, how? Openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. False humility. Oh, look at me. Look at how religious I am. How many countless of millions are in hell today for time and eternity? Why? Because of their false humility. Then also there's the temptation of possessions. We see a man named Achan fall to that type of temptation in Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7 with me. And in Joshua chapter 7, notice with me in verses 20 to 21. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Sad ending to this man's life. He and his family and all his possessions were stoned to death. Then, of course, another type of temptation is society. Lot succumbed to that type of temptation when he ended up in the city of Sodom, sitting in the gate. Amen. And then how about the type of temptation called sex? Many a family has been ruined. Many a ministry has been ruined. Many a life, many a country, nations, for the sin of sex. But we think of one person who succumbed to that type of temptation, and that was King David. Turn with me, if you would, to 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11 with me. And 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, when David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David, said, I am with child. And then finally, as we're looking at some of the types of temptation, false worship, which is idolatry of any kind. You don't have to worship just a molten image or a statue. Anything that you put before Almighty God, that is your idol. That is your worship. Amen. Now, yielding, temptation itself is not the sin, but yielding to temptation results in sin. Looking in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Now, if resisted, first of all, the Lord is glorified. Amen? When you resist temptation, the Lord is glorified. The second thing, if temptation is resisted, the saint is strengthened. You and I, when we resist temptation and we don't give in, amen, you and I are strengthened. Strengthened in the things of the Lord. Strengthened in our spiritual walk. Not only that, if temptation is resisted, you see maturity in the Lord, amen. Growing in the things of the Lord, we become more mature, amen. More seasoned, amen, in the Lord. And then finally, character. Very few Christians have character today. But that, if you do resist temptation, amen, your character, amen, is stronger, is more developed. See, because you've been put under fire, you've been tested, you've been proven, amen. And that all builds character. Now, finally, we want to look at some ways to get victory over temptation. You know, we've looked at sources and of temptation and what it is and so forth and so on. And if we resisted the benefits of it, and we've looked at some methods of temptation. But quickly, before we conclude today, ways to get victory over temptation. Well, first of all and foremost, the faithfulness of God can always be counted upon. Amen? Because we read that in that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Talks about there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, amen, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. So the faithfulness of God can always be counted upon when you find yourself being tempted. The Word of God, amen. The Word of God, scriptural knowledge, is another way to get victory over temptation. You know, you're presented with something, you're tempted with something, okay? Don't go to your reasoning. Don't let your flesh reason for you. What does the Scripture say about the thing? Amen. The Word of God, the scriptural knowledge. Amen. That's why we're to memorize, to hide the Word of God in our hearts. Why? So we might not sin against Him. Amen. Also, another way is intercession of Christ. He's our great interceder. He intercedes for us. Look in Luke chapter 22 with me. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 33. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Intercession of Christ is a way to get victory over temptation. Not only that, but prayer. Prayer, amen, is a way to get victory over temptation. You know, I pray every day not to be tempted, amen, but I pray to the Lord each day that if I am tempted, that I will look for the way to escape that God has promised to give me, amen. Matthew chapter 26, in verse number 41, Jesus says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's what we have to remember. Our flesh is weak. Amen? Another way to get victory over temptation is by fleeing. Amen? That's exactly what Joseph did when Potiphar's wife caught a hold of him. Amen? And wanted him to lie with her, commit fornication with him. Says he fled and got himself out of there. She hung on to his coat. He lost his coat, my friend, but thank God he didn't lose his character. 2 Timothy with me, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. And we read, flee. That's the first word. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, character, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. We're to flee, we're run away from things, and there's some things here. We're to run away or flee from youthful lusts, but we're to follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace. Amen. Another way to get victory over temptation is by resisting. Resisting. Amen. James chapter 4. James chapter 4 with me. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But before you can resist the devil and make him flee from you, you and I first have to submit ourselves to God. Amen. That's the only way we can resist the devil and to make him flee. Amen. Looking in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Because it's talking about Christ. Because he's been tempted. Amen. Because he has suffered temptation, he knows just exactly how to help us when you and I are tempted, amen. He's experienced it himself firsthand. He didn't give in to it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not a high priest, which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Again, any temptation that's common to man, Christ went through it. He experienced it. But he didn't sin. So again, Jesus Christ resisted temptation. See? We're told if we want to resist the devil and he will flee, we have to submit to God. Jesus Christ is our example. That's exactly what he did. He was tempted in every way like we were tempted, but he didn't sin. Why? Because he submitted himself to God, in the Word of God. And we have that great example of when he was led of the Spirit up in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil in a weakened fleshly state because he hadn't eaten or drunk anything for 40 days or 40 nights. See? But he submitted himself to the Father, and what did he pull out? He pulled out the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and three times. Three times, it is written. Each time the devil tempted him, it is written, it is written, it is written. What did that do? That devil left him, amen. Then the last way to get victory over temptation is by taking the way to escape. You know, some of these things seem very simple, but that's it. Amen. They are. They're not difficult. Take the way to escape. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Great verse to memorize. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God has promised that he will not allow you to suffer above what you can be tempted. He'll also make with the temptation a way to escape so that you will able to bear the temptation. Resist the temptation, amen, and not give in to it. So look for the way to escape when you're tempted, because God has promised that he will provide one. Well, that's all the time we have on the pastor study. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor study. Until we meet again, my prayer for each and every one of you is God would richly bless you, and good day.